are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you remember there was all this news about bed bugs and these hotels in New York having bed bugs and bed bug infestations? I was just in New York. I was in a hotel for a couple days in the city. No bed bugs. No bed bugs at all. In fact, the city water tastes good. You know how usually you'll always get bottled water? You know, my husband always said New York City water's good. That was some best tasting water. True, there might have been someone's Premarin in there, or, you know, blood pressure, maybe some people's happy pills that were excreted in their excrement and got, you know, treated in the water. But I got to tell you, that was some best tasting water. So I never really noticed. I never noticed the bed bug issue. We go to New York multiple times a year, never see an issue. But I guess there are scientists that want to take on the bed bug problem. And from what they're going to do is they're going to, while they study them, feed the bed bugs. But what do bed bugs eat? Right? They eat human blood. That's why bed bugs bite. So I guess they're going to have to feed these bed bugs blood. Now, they say in the late 1880s, an estimated 75% of households were affected. But by the outbreak of World War II, the figure dwindled down to 25%. What happened around World War II? Insecticides. So they said, however, recently they've become to outsmart the pesticides and the insecticides, and that's why we're starting to see these bed bugs all over the place. Now, bed bugs will drink the blood of almost any animal, but they really love human blood the best, probably because our blood is sweeter. I bet that's what it is. I mean, we eat more sugar. We probably have per deciliter more sugar, even our non-diabetic. So my guess is it's very, very sweet. So they like human blood. So researchers with fairly small populations, I guess, may, you know, need to, you know, take some blood and either from themselves. I hope they don't let the bed bugs feed on themselves. But this is interesting. Okay, they say, let me read this to you. Researchers with fairly small populations to nourish roll up their sleeves and strap a container of the insects on their forearms. It offers all the perfect conditions for the critters to feed, not only the blood of their favorite flavor human, but also the right temperature with a layer of skin in which they could sink their sharp straw-like mouth parts. Now, I don't really like this whole self-experimentation type of thing. Isaac Newton used to do it. All right, but that's what scientists used to do. Years ago when X-rays first started, your X-ray tech would have to test the machine each day. You guys have heard about this. So they would put their hand in front of the machine every day to test it. Well, day after day after day of X-ray exposure, and it was a heavier exposure than they do now, many of these people ended up getting cancer. So, you know, the self-experimentation type of thing has always seemed to pervade. So I don't know why it would stop with bed bugs. They say most labs do buy animal blood, anywhere from dog to rabbit to chicken. But keep in mind, a lot of the blood will clot. So they have to have clotting factors in there, or they have to have a process called defibrination where they take out the fibrin. But the problem is a lot of times these bugs, they need to actually pierce in order to suck up the blood. So basically, they just to know a little bit more about bed bugs, I'm learning so much about it. They say bed bugs find a host by sensing your carbon dioxide and your body heat. When do you give off more carbon dioxide? At night. When you're sleeping, you take shallower breaths, you breathe out longer, and of course you're resting so they could snuggle up to your body. So how do you mimic that? I don't know, but I would hate to be the intern that gets stuck having to test the bed bugs and feed the bed bugs on them. But in order to study bed bugs, they need to be fed. Now remember, they don't have wings, so they don't fly. But they are kind of rust colored, and then after they feed on you, they become more bloody looking. So it's always easier to find the bed bugs in the morning because they're full and fat and brighter red because they just sucked out your blood. All right? And they'll always go to the exposed areas. Okay, they like the legs, they like the arms. Last night I was woken up at 2 in the morning because one of my stupid cats decided to nibble on my toes. And why? Because my toes, and I got big feet. I'm a woman, I got size 10 feet. So you could just imagine the size of my toes. So obviously she couldn't miss them. And my big toes were sticking out from under the cover. And of course she jumped on them. And, you know, I'm at the age now where when I'm woken up in the middle of the night, I'm up. Wasn't it nice where you could, you know, just sleep through everything, and then as you age, not only do you have trouble falling asleep, but you have trouble staying asleep. So the stupid cat wakes me up, and all because she wanted to nibble on my toes and play. Dumb cat. I'm so mad at her because it ruined, I mean, the reason why my show is the way it is right now is because I didn't get a good night's sleep. So if I ever have a show with some pretty crappy content, blame the stupid cat for nibbling on my toes. But anyway, they say they go for the exposed areas of the body. They don't really burrow into your clothing. When they bite, they inject blood-thinning anesthetic agents, so you really don't feel it as much, but it does induce the immune response, so they get more blood flow. It's brilliant how nature made these suckers. But again, they need blood that's thinning. They don't need blood that's clotting. All right, and then, of course, many times the bites calm down. Sometimes you get blisters. But bed bugs are pretty serious. You know, these are things that, I mean, imagine your face is exposed. Imagine getting bit on the face. But usually they like the arms and they like the legs. And I think the reason why is the snoring probably scares them. The breathing out the nose and the mouth. Some of us have nose hairs, and those things can actually flip a little bed bug away. So anyway, we got our researchers on it. They're going after these bed bugs. We're pretty excited about that. Now, what we're not excited about is tax season. In the previous hour, we went through certain medical deductions. I promised that my listeners that listen to this hour, we're going to hit those as well, and any we missed in the first hour. So stay tuned. We got to save you money this tax season. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschammel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Premier and XM Radio for broadcasting the show on XM Channel 166. And thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, every year we talk about medical tax deductions, and I apologize for some of you that just listened to the previous hour. I didn't want to spend the whole hour, the previous hour, talking about medical deductions because some of you already finished your taxes, or some of you may not be able to take medical deductions off. But my guess is many of you can, and many of you know somebody who should. And nobody else is going to teach you what you could do on radio except your sit down with your accountant. So I figured we need to hit this every year like we do, and we're going to quickly discuss some of the deductions. Now, we do have a huge change in this year's tax code. Remember, we talked about the 7.5% number of the adjusted gross income. All right, the 7.5% number was very crucial in when you could start deducting medical deductions. So, for example, let's say you make $100,000 a year. Okay, after 7.5%, all right, has been spent on medical, you could then deduct anything above that. So let's say you make $100,000. If $7,500 had been spent on medical expenses, then you had just reached your AGI, and if anything above that is cream, you could then start deducting it. And I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, really? 7.5%, that's a lot. Well, you're going to love this one. They upped it to 10%. So you won't be able to start deducting medical expenses until after you've spent 10%. So again, let's say you make $100,000 a year, that would end up being $10,000. If you make $50,000 a year, you won't be able to start deducting until after you've spent $5,000. Now, but listen here, a lot of our deductibles have gone up. And so many of you that did have surgery and had deductible, et cetera, you might have already spent that. All right. And there's a lot of things that you might have already spent throughout the year that went towards that initial AGI, that initial percent, not AGI, but that initial percent towards the AGI. So I want to remind you what those things are, you know, and have you start accruing those receipts. Now, keep in mind, if some of you don't have receipts, I am pretty sure your local pharmacy, your doctor's office, they have records of what you bought, what you paid, what you spent. So amass that information. Our patients right now have been coming up to us going, Dr. Dahlia, please, I need to know how many times I've visited your clinic. I just need to show them what copay I paid. You know, the reason why many of you use credit cards is because your credit card is a great source of your information and your records. So you could just pull up the credit card statement, and then you could show how many times you paid your $20 copay, $30 copay, etc. So if we don't get to all the deductions, and we probably won't, because again, I only want to do it for this one segment, there is publication 502 on the IRS website. So go to the IRS website in the search area. Search engine, type publication 502, and it gives you your medical expenses. Okay? Now, we've talked about that when it comes to medical expenses, you can include yourself, you can include your spouse, you can include your dependent. Now, a person qualifies as your dependent for purposes of medical expense, A, if they're a child, right, or a qualifying relative. Now, your qualifying relative is, again, son, child, stepchild, foster child, brother, sister, half-brother, half-sister, or any of them that I believe are in your household. Father, mother, ancestor, again, stepbrother, stepsister, again, if they're living with you and you're taking care of them. All right, I would, though, double-check this with your accountant. Okay, I mean, you can't have mother-in-law come over once in a while and claim her. No, you can't do that. It would be somebody that you have been taking care of or supportive. But keep in mind, if you do take care of your mother or father, et cetera, you've moved them into your house, they could be a dependent if they qualify. Now, what medical expenses can you write off? Now, again, if any of these seem like the same ones we talk about year after year, I apologize for being redundant. But these are things you need to think about, okay? If any of you have had an abortion, okay, hopefully you haven't, but if you did, it's tax deductible, all right? If you're over that 10% of your AGI, all right, you know, let's say, I'm not saying you have to have multiple abortions to make that, but let's say you had a couple surgeries, and then on top of that, the abortion, et cetera. Again, you could write it off. Acupuncture, you could write off acupuncture. Alcohol treatment, inpatient, outpatient, alcohol treatment, medications, you could write off. Let's say you have to go to a treatment center, a drug treatment center, a treatment center for smoking or alcohol, some sort of inpatient. You know, some communities have those types of facilities. Your lodging expenses, your meals, all tax deductible. If you were ever taken to the hospital, you know, by an ambulance, keep the ambulance bill as well. Not only can you write off the hospital expenses, but also the ambulance. Don't forget your artificial limb, your annual physical exam. You are able to write off whatever you had to pay for your annual physical. Now, keep in mind, over the next year or two with Obamacare, physicals are supposed to be covered. You shouldn't have out-of-pocket. But let's say the lab didn't pay on all the blood work. Okay, let's say you went in for a physical, but the lab doesn't think checking PSA or checking cholesterol or checking thyroid is payable by them, and you ended up getting a bill. Use it. Use that for your deductions. Many of you buy Band-Aids and bandages and ACE wraps and slings. All right? If you have medical issues that you need medical supplies, you keep those receipts. Birth control pills, of course, can be written off, although if you have insurance, you shouldn't have out-of-cost expenses for that now. But I know, I hear the groans of that. I know, what else is going to get cut to pay for that? I know. But still, if you don't have insurance and you had to put money out for birth control pills, you can write that off. You can write off birth control. I don't know if condoms are. I don't think they are. All right. For those of you that breastfeed and use breast pumps, you could write that off. The biggest thing that I think a lot of people forget about are home improvements for somebody that is wheelchair bound or for somebody that has certain arthritis issues, etc. So let's say you had to install a porch lift or you had to modify, put smoke detectors or fire alarms in another part of the house. You had to change the stairways. You had to change the door handles. You had to modify the grading on the ground to allow access to where you live by wheelchair, exit ramps, widening doors or hallways, support bars, modifications to the bathroom. Those things, putting in those bars in the shower, those things are tax deductible. All right, and you could easily hit that percent, that 10% above your AGI just by that. So any of you that had to do that, improvements to property rented by a person with a disability. If you're a landowner or a landlord and you had to make changes, again, tax deductible. Your car expenses, okay? Now, the car expenses are another overlooked deduction that you could use. Okay, one is many of you pay tolls when you go in and out of the city. Lord knows when I was in New York driving in and out of the city, boy, really, George Washington Bridge, $13.50, people? $13.50 to go across George Washington Bridge, really? Anyway, you could write off the tolls, your bus fare, your taxi, taking a train, taking a plane to go to Mayo Clinic or UCLA or MD Anderson. You could write that off. If your kid is the patient and you have to travel with the child, you could write off your plane ticket. You could write off the hotel. You could write off the food. All right? Your gas. You could write off gas. You could write off oil. Okay? You can't write off depreciation or insurance or repair, etc. But any oil or gas used for the car, for those medical trips, okay, even locally, if it takes you 25 minutes to get to downtown L.A., you calculate the gas for that. Now, from what I understand, and again, I need you to discuss this with your accountant. If you can't or you don't want to use each and every actual expense, what you could do is opt for the mileage rule, where you get to deduct 23 cents a mile. So let's say took you maybe 2,800 miles all in all going back and forth to Los Angeles or wherever you go, right? And 23 cents a mile, that's $644, right? What about tolls? What about parking fees? If you had to pay for parking, all right, they come up with an example where somebody was able to write off $644 for the miles, $100 in tolls, and $744 for the parking expenses. So, you know, there's, again, I'm not an accountant. All I'm doing is informing you of things that you could write off medical-wise. Okay? Glasses. Tuition. All right? Apparently, they say you could actually include charges for tuition in medical expenses. We're going to talk about that next, as well as a variety of other things. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-310-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So I will post the link to the IRS website that shows you what you could deduct from a medical aspect. Of course, please talk to your accountant or whoever's helping you with your taxes. But for those of you that do taxes on your own, I think there's a lot of self-explanatory type, you know, sections in on the IRS website. And if you could get through being mad at them just long enough to kind of read through, again, you know, whatever you can deduct, please do. You know, we were discussing in the previous segment what type of things you could deduct, and a lot of people overlook the driving expenses of going to the doctor, going to the dentist, going to pick up your eyeglasses. I believe you could deduct all of that. You need to calculate your miles. You could sometimes take off 23 cents per mile or deduct 23 cents a mile, your tolls, your parking fees, your speeding ticket, no. Yeah, speeding ticket and parking ticket, no. Vasectomy. If you had a vasectomy, All right? Yeah, that I know. I know. If you had a vasectomy, you could possibly deduct that as well. Wheelchair. We went into great lengths of what type of modifications you do to the house. And if you do certain modifications to the house that's supposed to help somebody who's wheelchair bound and you need to increase accessibility, those things could be written off. Changing the grading, going from stairs to a ramp, putting in bathroom fixtures to help people take a shower, making a bigger shower, etc. Now, this doesn't mean go and, you know, redecorate your house and reconstruct your house and just, you know, blame it on the mother-in-law that shows up once in a while. I mean, you need some pretty, you know, valid reasons to make those changes. But a lot of you need those changes. I mean, I can't stand those showers where you have to step up and over the tub. I think a walk-in shower is so much more safe. All right. Even though you do need a lip type of area such that you don't have the water spew all over the place. You know, one thing that I think would be kind of a brilliant way to make a shower, I just don't know if they've ever done it, is where you actually have a graded floor to your shower. It only has to be mild for water to come down. And then this way you don't need that big lip when you walk out of the shower. If there's a very mild grade where when you go into the shower, it's almost like a little bit of a cave, right? You kind of go into the shower, there's a little bit of a slant, very easy, maybe 1 degree grade. I don't know. I'm not an architect. So the water drains down into the drains. I know the drains have to be in the center. What if you have the drain at the end? The drain down the grade. This way, all you do is when you walk out of the shower, it's pretty dry. Now, true, when my kids take a shower, when they take a shower in my shower, they splatter all over the place. And then when they come out of the shower, they're dripping wet. So the floor is all wet and slippery. I can't stand it. I really need to kick these kids out of the house. I honestly, they use my shower. They eat my food. They drink out of my water bottle. And then they leave the backwash in it. They use my toothbrush, right? And then they sleep in my bed. I have no part of that house to myself. Can't wait till they move out. Can't wait. All right. I love them, but boy, are they little pains in the tushy. Let's say you lost your hair, all right? Let's say you lost your hair with chemotherapy, wig, all right? You know, if you lost your hair from disease, you could pay for a wig. Now, something you may need to look into is what if you have male pattern baldness and you decide to do hair restoration? That I don't know, because they could consider it cosmetic. But what if you lost your hair because of an endocrinologic abnormality? Right? And you're having hair loss. That's, you know, that's something that's tax deductible. Now, what expenses are not includable? Okay, so don't try to write off your babysitting or your child care. Marijuana, I don't think medical marijuana is tax deductible. Cosmetic surgery, all the cosmetic surgery I've had, no. Dancing lessons, no. Diaper service, no. Electrolysis or hair removal, which I need, no. Flexible spending account. They say you cannot include medical expenses amounts for which you are fully reimbursed by your flexible spending account if you contribute a part of your income on a pre-tax basis to pay for the qualified benefit. So that kind of makes sense. This is something that I still don't understand. Funeral expenses. You cannot include in your medical expenses amounts you pay for funerals. All right? So you can't. Well, the government doesn't care. Person's dead. Right? That's a shame. Here we go. Hair transplant, you can't. I apologize. You can't write off health club dues, but if you are if you do go to, you know, the olden days they called them fat farms. I never liked that name. But if you go to a, like, quote unquote center, for obesity, and it's not a gym, and it's a medically supervised weight loss center, that could be tax deductible. Okay. Insurance premiums, some you can write off, some you can't. Make sure you look at that. Maternity clothes, you can't write off. If you buy your medications from another country, you cannot write those off. You can't. Okay? They say you could only include the cost of a drug that was imported legally. You can include the cost of a prescribed drug by the FDA. That the FDA announces could be legal. So if you buy your medicines from another country, all right, make sure it's an FDA-approved type of source, and then you could write it off. But think about it. I mean, you see how this stuff adds up? You see how you could add up your copays? I believe you could add up your copays, your toll fees, your parking, your mileage, your gas, your wheelchair, your crutches, your bandages, your slings. You see how all this stuff can add up, not to mention the hospital expenses and the doctor bills. You can't write off nutritional supplements. You can't write off swimming lessons. You can't write off dancing lessons. If you need a new radio to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, I don't think you could write that off. Teeth whitening, no. Let me see here. Trying to see if we have any other good news. Okay, let me see. Premiums paid by you. If you pay either the entire premium or your medical insurance or all the costs of the plan, okay, you can possibly get, I don't want to say reimbursed, you could possibly use that as a deduction. All right. Now, again, you really need to take this information and sit down with your accountant, which is why I'm telling you, please go to the IRS website, type in for the search publication 502, bring that into your accountant or whoever's helping you and see what you could do. And it actually teaches you. It actually shows you what to do with the worksheets. I don't think it's that hard to do your taxes. The only reason why we have an accountant is because we have a business, we have the show, we have the, you know, anything personal. Even though everything we own is kind of upside down right now, honestly, our taxes, I think, could be done on one form. But, you know, the reason why we use an accountant is because I don't know what else we could write off, right? You know, like, is there certain credits that you get, you know, for having children and how much of that? And so if you don't know, you can't fill out your taxes, which is why I'm really for a simplified tax code. I'm really for the flat tax. That, to me, makes the most perfect sense. You don't have to then figure out the deductions. You don't have to figure out the mileage. You don't have to pay for an accountant. We all pay the same percent. Nobody could then turn around and say, all right, if you make over this much money, you got to go and give us more. Just everybody pay a straight 7% or 10% or 12%, whatever everybody decides. So if you make only $1,000, then you're paying $120 in taxes, right? Would that be roughly 12%? Yeah. So if you make $100,000 a year, then you're paying 12% or $12,000 in taxes, but everybody pays. All right. To me, that would really simplify things, because doing your taxes and trying to listen to my show explaining to you what you could take off. Now, yes, we will probably have an accountant come back on. We did really well with Pete Newman when he came on, the tax man, so we'll probably do that again. But if you're already working on your taxes, I want to really quickly give you a list of what you could do. Honestly, it's all about saving money, but it just blows my mind why it's such a game. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, you actually have to look up what you could write off. I mean, why are we putting in that effort? Make the tax code simple, for crying out loud. But instead, no, you got to read this, and then you got to do this worksheet, and you got to subtract this, and then add this, and add this. It drives you crazy. I'm frustrated by it. But just learn as much as you can, because any way you can save money, I want you to do it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As I walk along, I wonder.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, Dan from Prescott, Arizona writes, Doctor, you're discussing saving money, but my doctor is no help in that regard. He charges me a copay every time I come in, and when I ask him to write me a higher dose of my medication so I could cut in half and squeeze 2 months out of the one prescription, he refuses. Thank you for being the only doc on our side. right, I know. I love looking like the good guy. You know, okay. I don't want to defend the doctor, all right, because, you know, you already kind of, you know, let me feel really, really cool, and I like being on your guys' side. I do. But you didn't tell me in this message, and you know, you can always call in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know a lot of you don't listen to us live, but those of you that do, sometimes you get a little shy. You didn't tell me what medicine you want to try cutting in half. Because I got to tell you, if it's some of these heavy-duty heart medications or seizure medications, if it's a birth control pill, not that you're on one, Dan, but no, we can't let you cut them in half. Now, what medicines am I okay with cutting in half? I mean, it all depends on the person. But like, for example, let's say I have somebody who, you know, is on a cholesterol medication that's non-generic, let's say Crestor, right? And they do really well on the 10 milligrams, and a 20 milligram pill costs the same. If they're in great control, I have no problem them having the 20 milligram pill and cutting it in half. I have no problem with that. All right. And sometimes I'll have patients that'll be 10 milligram one day, 20 milligram another. And I'll write that on the prescription. So no one's lying to the insurance company. And I'm saying, look, he's on Crestor. He takes one Monday, Wednesday, Friday, half a pill, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, et cetera. Okay. And then usually they, you know, will hopefully give you enough pills, et cetera. So I don't have a problem with cholesterol medication like that. Blood pressure, I get a little nervous. I get a little nervous writing you, let's say, a Benazepril 40 milligrams when you need Benazepril 20, because if you aren't getting it cut exactly right, you know, and your blood pressure starts to spike, that could be an issue. Sometimes also with your diabetic medications, I won't do that. Now, sleeping medications like your Ambien, you know, until recently, we could give you an Ambien 10 milligram and tell you, look, if you want to take the full pill, you want to cut it in half, do as you wish. Most people could get away with cutting Ambien in half. Now, I believe the FDA had come out with last week saying, look, your women should not be on this 10 milligram Ambien. You need to write the 5 milligram Ambien or the Ambien CR. You need to write the smaller dose because these doses need to be adjusted for women and their smaller sizes. And so now I write the Ambien 5 milligrams, even though many of you get away with the 2.5 cracking those in half. So sometimes a sleeping medicine will do it. Zoloft or Lexapro. I'm not sure how easy it is to cut those in half. I'm hearing Zoloft is pretty easy. So if you have very mild depression or anxiety and you've been on a dose very stable, then sometimes I have no problem with you having the higher dose, cutting it in half, etc. You know, I like giving some of my patients the liberty of knowing when they could start cutting back. So, for example, the reason why I started with that, with the cutting the medicine in half, is it wasn't that people were asking me to save money, but sometimes once that medicine kicks in and you're doing well and it's been maybe a couple months since the funeral or a couple months since the divorce, I tell patients, try to crack the pill in half and see how you do, you know, rather than taking a full pill one day, a half pill, and very slowly wean. You know, we've talked about that, where if you're taking a, let's say, a whole pill 7 days a week, maybe the next week take a half a pill one of the days, the week after that maybe take a half a pill two of the days when all the other days are the full pill, etc., and do a slow wean. So I like sometimes giving my patients that ability where I'm like, look, see how low you could go. How low can you go? How low can you go without starting to get your symptoms back? But very gradually, every now and then, take a half a pill. If you do well, then the next week, pick 2 days where you'll go down to a half a pill as opposed to the full pill. And so that's how it started. And then my patients would say, well, still give me the full pill because it's going to be more expensive if I need to go back to the full pill and I only have the half doses. So still give me the full pill as opposed to cutting the pill to the lower dose, etc. And so, again, it all depends on the type of medicine. So if your doctor refuses, again, ask why. All right, there's a way to talk to your doctor without him feeling challenged. If you think the doctor will be insulted, if you think he will be challenged by you asking him questions and he doesn't want to give you the answer, then you probably need to find another doctor. All right, doctors these days are not allowed to have the God complex. Okay, we're not God. We have God. All right, we have God. Doctors aren't God. And so if you don't feel like you could ask your doctor a simple question, you know, as to why, you need to find a different doctor. Mind you, I understand there's a lot of time constraints. You know, I'll have patients, we'll go through a whole visit, and then they'll want to sit down and talk about something else, and I was already with them for 45 minutes, I can't do it anymore. So mind you, sometimes I feel rushed, and I'll tell patients, look, I need you to come back, and then we'll discuss, you know, this in further detail. But if you, you know, if you're asking for something, and the doctor says no, you know, just go, you know, look, you know, can you teach me why? Is it because of a concentration issue? Is it an issue? You know, what are you concerned about? What are your concerns? When you ask, what are your concerns? I love that. They do that on Pawn Stars, right? Well, what are your concerns, Rick, with this item? I love that, right? What are your concerns? That's a very non-challenging way to ask your doctor, as opposed to, why won't you give me the higher dose and let me cut it in half? Why not? You know? So just say, what are your concerns with my doing that? The only reason why I ask is it would save me a lot of money. And I want to be compliant with the medication, and I don't want to not take the medication when, you know, things get tight at the end of the month. And your doctor should hopefully explain that to you. Now, many of you are extremely upset with the copay you have to pay every time you see the doctor. Okay? Many of you, they'll do it in my office too. They'll be like, well, I paid a $20 copay back in August 2012 when I first met Dr. Dahlia. She said she wanted to follow up on my blood pressure. She should be seeing me for free every time she follows up on the blood pressure. That $20 you gave me, no, it doesn't last. It doesn't put a drop in the bucket. So same thing. You know, every time a doctor sees you, that has to be documented. There's, now it's a legal document. He had an interaction with you. Why shouldn't he get paid? Now, every now and then if I do a surgical procedure and I want to take a quick peek and make sure it's not infected and I take a quick peek, those things insurance companies don't reimburse you for anyway, I'm not going to charge the patient. You know, I want to take a quick peek. I asked you to take a quick peek so I can take a peek and be happy with that peek. I took the peek. I'm not going to charge you for the peek. Right? Yeah, even though we're in the peak of our recession, okay? So, but, you know, I mean, you see a patient for a physical, and then he diagnoses you with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. You then need to do blood work and follow up and, you know, get your medications, and then he wants to check you in another 3 months or another 6 months. Honestly, you see what these insurance companies are paying your doctor. We talked about this in the last hour. Sometimes your copay is the only thing the doctor gets. If the insurance company feels the $100 visit needs to be knocked down to $35 because they write 65% off usually, and your copay is $35, that's all the doctor's making. Doctors can't just see you once or can't get paid once and see you the whole year. That's what VIP concierge doctors have then now progressed and evolved into doing. But it's not a $20 payment you give them. It's $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. All right? That will cover some visits throughout the year. But just because you paid a $20 copay back in August, no. All right, remember, the doctor is no good to you if he's bankrupt and out of business. And we do know doctors go out of business. Not that I want you guys to play a violin. I understand we all have our own problems. But you need to know why the doctor is just not going to keep seeing you for free if you have a chronic condition. Okay, it costs time, it costs staff. You know, there's charts, there's electronic software, there's blood work that has to be ordered, there's his time. He deserves it, okay? You got to hand it to him. But I do appreciate that you guys think I'm on your side. I want to be on your side because I've been a patient too, and I get it. I get it, and it stinks, and I hate paying doctor bills. I hate being ignored by doctors. I hate being touched inappropriately, which has happened. And so I think I've lived through a lot of what many of you guys have as a patient. But, you know, keep in mind, I am a doctor, and you'll hear my side of it, okay? Because, you know, cut us some slack sometimes, okay? We doctors are cool people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.